Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
All right, guys, we've arrived at Friday. Lions finally get to get back out on the field and put last week behind them. Maybe last year behind them. Is this a revenge game? John, I think you put it as a statement game in your notes.
Yeah, because I don't believe that this can even qualify for a revenge game. Now, for some fans, maybe it is. In regards to, obviously, the way the season ended last year. But the stakes aren't the same.
I know.
You can't eliminate Washington from anything. I mean, okay, you can make it harder on them, but yeah, it's not a playoff game, and quarterback's not playing, left tackle's probably not playing, receiver's not playing, they got injuries on defense. Like, it's just, to me, there's nothing about this that says revenge. To me, it's more of a statement game, and I don't even know how much of a statement you can make against Washington with all those injuries I just mentioned, but it's going on the road, and to me, the statement needs to be the run game is right back where it needs to be. The play action game, the protection, all of that stuff is solidified. And then everybody's still going to look at it and say, well, it was a beat up Washington team. But you got to go there and take care of business. Like, we don't see, that's probably the first time that we've seen a Dan Campbell team lose to a team that they just simply shouldn't have lost to since year one.
Yeah, I think there was it the Bears in 23? Was one they probably shouldn't have lost. There's the Panthers the 1 year on Christmas Eve.
Yeah, but even you know, okay,
but it's
we're
been
talking
a couple years.
It's been a couple of years.
They turned a corner, and this is very uncharacteristic what we saw in Minnesota or against Minnesota.
Right. And so I do think that there could be some statements made in this. But the real, you know, statement game is going to be against the Eagles.
But you gotta get there.
Right.
You gotta set that up. And I do think, John, it's not just go into Washington and win. It's go into Washington and build some confidence.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be confidence from the fan base. Confidence in themselves. You know, go into Philadelphia with a little momentum from your offensive line. I think that's the position group we've spotlighted all week. But just in general. Like, John, let's see some rhythm offensively. Let's see Jared Goff getting the ball out to playmakers. Let's see him playing with a little bit of swagger. Let's see that offensive line take this a little personal this week.
And what did we say? Like coming out of the Eagles game, where it's the first 10 games of the season. Before the season started, now we thought that it would be a rougher start to the season with a road trip to Baltimore. We knew the trip to the Packers would be tough, but I think most people thought that that was going to be a win. The trip to Cincinnati, to the Chiefs, playing the Bucs. Like, I think we said, hey, if you can just get to Philly or, you know, come out of that Philly game at 6-4 that you would be in good position.
Yeah.
They are still in position to be much better than that.
If you would have told me Aleem McNeil was going to be back as early right. as he was, you know, you would spotlight this Eagles game as one you could win.
Mm-hmm.
I have some doubts given what they look like up front on the offensive line. They can silence some of them this week, ultimately can put them to bed in Philadelphia.
And they may ultimately come out of that Eagles game at 6-4.
Maybe.
And then looking at the rest of the schedule with, you know, the Giants, the Cowboys, you know, the Steelers are a little better, a little more worrisome, but, and it's Aaron Rodgers coming to, you know, Ford Field. And, but I think, you know, this needs to be that statement game of, okay, we're still that team that doesn't lose back-to-back games. We're still that team that can run the ball, that we're still that team that can protect our quarterback. And it's, I'm going to be laser focused, as I'm sure a lot of people will be, on Kyoto Owusika.
You brought him up one of the days this week.
As we're looking at the trade deadline.
And highlighted what a big opportunity this is for him personally.
He's going into he is in his fourth season. Next year, he'll be a free agent. And this opportunity has just fallen in his lap. Now, what has he done while he has been backing up Christian Mahogany? Has he kept all the skills sharp? And his track record says that he has, because he came in the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago and played great. Played last year. They won every single game that he started last year. This is a guy that has a lot of money on the line because he's been a backup. Can he go out there and prove, and I think most of us believe he'll probably be starting the rest of the regular season, and can he solidify himself as a starting guard in the NFL going into free agency? No one's going to think that Owusika is going to break the bank, but he can make himself a hell of a lot of money by playing really well.
We learned about this guy way back on Hard Knocks. Undrafted, practice squad guy. Mm-hmm. He started in the NFC title game.
Could be a great story.
I'm not proclaiming him to be a Pro Bowler or anything like that.
No.
But he has the chance, if not for the sake of the Lions offensive line, for the sake of his bank account. This yep. is a huge 6, 8, 10 week stretch for Owusika.
Mm-hmm.
248-539-9797. Guys, what are the emotions for this game? Is revenge on the mind? Is confidence something you're looking to build here? How would you describe it? Because, John, I agree with you. I don't think you can get revenge in this spot. You can't undo what happened in last year's playoff game. You can't. I won't get the satisfaction of undoing last year's playoff game if they win this by 100 points. It wouldn't solve what happened last year. It doesn't win a playoff game this year. It doesn't prove anything against a beat-up Commanders team.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
But is there a measure? And if people think this is a revenge game, I'm not going to argue it with them, because something that was out of the control of the Detroit organization was 2 years ago in Dallas. And it was the fact that, hey, we felt a win was stolen from us because of officiating. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden the week or the year after that, You put it on Dallas, in Dallas, on Jerry Jones' birthday, and we all celebrated it. We all thought it was wonderful.
So, John, I thought this was the Dallas game for sure this year on the schedule when the schedule came out.
Yep. Yeah.
That this was the game that the players were definitely putting that extra circle on. And I still think that exists, but I guess as a fan, I'm just a little bit kind of withdrawn because there's no Jaden Daniels.
Right.
It doesn't prove anything.
Yeah, exactly. And they're, you know, they're not as good as maybe we thought they were. It's like the Cowboy game last year was early, or about mid-October. So you had enough hadn't played out in the season yet to know what teams were.
Is this the Cowboy game or is this the Niner game?
Probably the Niner game, even though it was the Cowboy game before, but now it's the Niner game.
Because the Niner game last year was the game against the team that eliminated them. It's also the game they didn't need to win, but they still said, F it, and they scored 40 points.
Yeah.
You know, I am encouraged to see that both tackles were back at practice yesterday. There's a chance the Lions come up and roll up a crooked number this week.
It certainly is possible, and I'm just trying to find the injury update. Maybe it does look like Larry Mutunsil, their left tackle, is going to play, but Terry McLaurin, it looks like he's not going to play. Luke McCaffrey was put on IR. Their wide receiver group, and obviously we know Jaden Daniels is out. Yeah.
Get more of your phone calls, 248-539-9797. Do you want revenge? What are your emotions? 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.